All right, so we decided we're going to try to analyze Mimbamino a little bit more directly, right? It's only one, the source is this one sugya, Menachos. Ready? Good. Tanan Hossam. Yeah. What? All right, so let's start. Go ahead. So it's a Mishnah in Tzvachim. Tanan Hossam Dam Shinis Ari Vimayim. Okay, so what's the dam? Dam kachim that got mixed up with water. Rowin im yesh bo maris dam kosher. So if the dam still appears like dam, it's kosher. Kosher for what? Kosher lizriko. It's kosher lizriko. I'm reading Menachos. It's the Mishnah's Rambam. But I'm in Menachos. Right? Yeah. Okay. So what does that mean? What does that mean over here? What's going on over here? What's the din over here? All right, so the question over here is, what's the question over here? What's the halachic question over here? Is it still dam? Right? Is it still have the shame dam? So that's what Tosis explains. That it means it has to really look like dam goma. Right? That's Tosis im yesh bo maris dam. He says maris dam doesn't mean redness. It means what? Maris dam gomor. Has to look like real blood.
Substance-wise,
it has to appear like blood. Right? Well, they say blood is thicker than water. So, it has to appear like blood. So this is really not a question. Is it a question of bittel or is it a question of dam? Or is that the same question? It seems like it's a question of dam. Okay. Good. Next. I was reading this Arev B'yayin. Let's say it's mixed in with wine. Roanoso ki'ilu hu mayim. So you have to view the wine like it were water. And perform the same. Now you have to perform the test in the imagination. A thought experiment, you might say. Right? Yeah. So what's the idea of here? In other words, Rowan Osoki Luhu Mayim. Vim Hoya Mayim Vhoya Maris Adam Nikr Bineyam Kosher. So if it were water and you could still see the blood, it would still look like blood, then it would be kosher. Right? The problem with Yayin is it's red. Red wine. Yeah.
Seems like an indirect way of explaining how, like, what the shear is for them. Obviously, not telling where you are because you can't see it in the wine, right?
Right. So, what does that have to do with. Right. Now, if it goes by Re'ia, so then here it looks red. It does look like blood.
Because wine is already red.
But anyway, so what's the no words? So plame shot is what? What's the question over here? Why do we go? What does it mean? Does it have the maris of dam? What does it mean? Does it have the appearance of dam? Right? It means to say that the entity of dam, the substance of dam, has certain properties. Right, dam has certain properties. To be dam shel zrika, it has to have certain properties. Right, like for instance, if it's mavushal, it's not puzzle. So certain properties. Not a question of is there substance of dam here or not. It's a question of does this dam still retain the properties of dam shel zrika. So he's saying the overall appearance of the dam is its viscosity, whatever it is, That's all. Those are all necessary elements for the dam of Zrika. So if you added water, what's the psul? What's really the psul? It's not a psul of water being present, right? I'm not trying to be mevatel the water necessarily. It's not a question of sprinkling. It's not like an isser. We're not dealing here with isser v'heta. It's not like an isser to sprinkle water. It's interesting, but that's not the problem here. The problem is not you have to be mevatel the water. The problem is, do you still have dam? That's the question. Do I still have dam? So he's saying that dam is the dam shel zrika is a certain conditions for it to be dam shel zrika. It has to have its own, has to retain its natural properties. So if it's thinned out too much by the water, then it's bottle from its shame dam. Now he's saying like this, even if it's thinned out by something that's red, so you just can't tell, it's not easy to tell based on the physical appearances, right? Because there's something masking the change. But that doesn't change the fact that the dam itself as a substance is diluted, is thinned, right? The dam itself has to produce the properties. Something else helping it to produce the properties, that doesn't make it a property of the dam. So it's really a shear of dilution over here, you could say. That's a simple way to look at it. It's a shear of dilution. Just because it's being diluted by something that masks the change doesn't remove the fact that there's a dilution, so you have to engage in a more imprecise test of imagination. But you were seeking the same thing, okay? Okay, now let's go a little further. So now it becomes interesting. Now it becomes an interesting question, yeah?
If you say it's dilution,
yeah.
I don't see why.
So you don't need to go to the question of the predominant substance over here. Well, let me. What do you mean by that?
Saying, I don't see why it seems similar to. Like a Tom Kicker kind of thing, that will say that if the Tom's there, it's enough.
Substitute Mara for Tom.
Yeah, seems like
the problem is it's opposite, right? The problem is it's opposite. By Tom Kicker, it's the Tom of the Isser that we're looking for, right? You don't say if you can still taste the time of the heter, it's okay. You say it's no good if you can taste the time of the isser, right? Yeah. Over here, we're saying the foreign element. If we'd want to make an analogy, we would say the dam is the heter, and the mayim. See, what's your analogy? That's the question. Can you really make an analogy over here between isser and heter? I mean, isser and heter, I understand. I have heter, shchuta, right? And I'm allowed to eat shchuta, but I'm not allowed to eat nevela. So now I want to know what? What's my question by Yisra V'Heter? What's my question by Yisra V'Heter? Jonah.
If you have a significant amount of the Yisra present.
If I have Yisra present. If I have a significant amount of Yisra present, fine. He wants to qualify it. That's fine. Okay, so the question over there is, do I have Isser present? Right? So even a minimal expression of the Isser is considered enough for it to be present. Right? So, but over here, how would it work out? Over here, it's somewhat reversed. Right? Over here, it's somewhat reversed. My heter is dam. The dam is the heter. And the mayim would be analogous to the Isser. But the question is not do I have mayim here, right? The question is, did I lose the full expression of the dam, right? So it's really here. It's like a question of a bittel of the heter. Here it's a question of the bittel of the heter. If I have any bittel of the heter, then it's not roi from his berach, right? Somewhat reversed. Whereas by Isser and Heter, it's the other way. If I don't have a complete bittel of the Isser, I can't eat it. Right? So it's an important distinction to make over here.
What about
Bittel Barov?
Like, I guess...
Like a Mimbamino?
Yeah.
Funny you should ask that question. Let me say what I'm about to say, and then maybe that'll help you. The question is, what are we going to take out of this Gemara? I know we haven't gotten to the goal line here yet, but what are we looking for from this Gemara? It seems like a totally different issue. The question of whether the Dam is considered Dam or not. Right? What are we getting from it in terms of universalizing in Machol Sassurus? This has nothing to do with Machol Sassurus. This is a halach of Kajim. Right? So apparently we have to say the Gemara considers there to be two questions, two separate questions, when you're dealing with entities. One question is, are they roi to be mevatel each other? And the other question is, that's universal. That's a universal question. Are these entities capable of bittel? That's just a question of potentiality, of ability, of relationship. Okay, that'll span. That's what Gemara is saying is universal questions. But then in every specific area of halacha, you have to ask what degree of bittel or what's the specific bittel that I care about. You understand? But first you have to ask, are they capable of bittel? If they're capable of bittul, then I have to see, well, in this inyan, what kind of bittul? In this inyan, it's the heter I'm worried about, losing, having a bittul. And in Machol Suros, I'm interested in the isser having a bittul. In this area, any bittul is a problem. And in that area, complete bittul is necessary. Right? But that's a separate question of what I can do with the bittul. First question is, do I have entities that are roi for the process of bittul? Then I'll ask, do I have enough bittul? Do I have too much bittul? Whatever it is, right? For instance, I don't know if you took a look, but the Tosfos on top of Chav Beis Amud Beis brings down a question of, why don't we say by the Olos, it's mitzvahs mevatlin zuazu. What does that have to do with anything? Right? But it's the same thing. The Shas and the Rishonim are learning that there are universals of the potential for bittul. So it's a good question. Anywhere there is the phenomenon of bittul, there first has to be things that are roi for bittul. And the Tosfos is saying over here, why is it, the Tosfos' assumption is that there shouldn't be any, that the bittel of mitzvahs mevatlin zuazu is just a particular hechitimtza of a bittel. But in terms of what's roi for bittel, it should be the same. Right? So that'd be mek. Okay. Let's see. Okay, so now you get to the very, very interesting question. And let me ask you without looking at the Gemara. So if we're learning now, it's a question of what do you call it? Dilution, that the dam is being diluted by water or yayin. So now, what about other dam? That is an interesting question. What about other dam? Can you say that dam will be diluted by dam? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't seem so difficult anymore. Can you say that dam will dilute dam? Not such a harsh question. Right? So the Rabbanan say what? Nisarev bidam behema o bidam chayo shel chulin, Rashi says, right? That's the key factor, that's chulin. That's why they're arguing. Rowan oso kiilu hu mayim. Even the dam, they say, you have to look at like mayim. Right? And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Ein dam mevatel dam. How could you say you're diluting the dam with dam? All right, let's go through this. So the question is, where is this coming from? What's the source of this machlokas? So Rabbi Yochanan said they're both learning from the same pasuk. So pasuk says, by the Avodas Yom Kippurim, v'lokach midam ha'par u'midam ha'soya. Right? So in other words, first there's this rika with the dam ha'par, then with the dam ha'soya, and then they're mixed together. Right? That's the big tosis on the other side, is whether Rabbi Yochanan held they were mixed together, not mixed together. How could he learn this raya unless he holds they were mixed? But not everybody holds they were mixed. But anyway, assuming Rabbi Yochanan here is assuming they're mixed. So now you're taking the dam of both, right? So the Torah says, take what? Take the dam apah and the dam asoyer and sprinkle it again, right? But they were mu'uravin zebzeh. They were mixed together into one jug. Hadavar yadua, and everybody knows, shed damo shel par meruv midamo shel soyer. Everybody knows what? That the dam of the par is much greater than the dam of the soyer. Cow is a big animal, goat is not such a big animal. Right? Now what's the raya? So what's the raya? What's the raya? So Rashi says, "Afilu hachi kori leakati dam nami dam soya." This is something that I'm not sure about. In other words, the raya is what? That it's also called dam soya, right? It's also called dam soya. It's also called dam soya. But apparently, the fact that it's called dam apar is not a chiddush, right? Or not?
What do you mean it's also called? Meaning that the pasuk says
dam par
and
dam sar. Right.
I should have said
dam par.
That's what I just said.
Right. But isn't it possible? I mean, I don't know these. I don't know the I don't know the proportions, and I don't know exactly what happens when you mix water with blood. But I'm assuming that if you mix water with blood, you don't need equal quantities to dilute the blood. Right. For the blood to lose the mara of Dam Goma. I'm just guessing that. It seems reasonable. No? I don't know.
What's the color of Dam Goma?
It's a certain, it has to do with its viscosity too. My question is like this. Is it possible to mix two Dam and have neither Dam? Should be. Right? Should be. But apparently, I don't know, maybe the Dam of the Par is so much greater than the Dam of the Sawyer, that even if you saw the dam of the soya like water, the dam of the par would still look the same. Apparently that's what the Gemara seems to be assuming, right? B-Mac, you got quantities?
Yeah.
Yeah, how many
to
liters does a cow have?
They do not give you good looks.
Anyway, what's a par?
That's
a good question. I mean, how much do they take out of there? Yeah.
They do.
And they take all the, then they take it because the shiari adam they pour into the yisod and mikveh. I don't know.
Why would somebody be looking this up?
If you answered that question, you wouldn't have half the internet. But Tosus is sure that the dam of the par is not so much greater than the dam of the soyer that they wouldn't be admimus of the soyer, right? That's what Tosus says in the first Tosus. So I don't know. I mean, what, 2-1? Maybe it's 2-1? So anyway, I'm not sure if the Gemara is saying that the Dam of the Par would also be Dam, or it's just taking the easier case. The fact, it's just taking the bigger Chiddush. It even calls the Dam Asura, Dam Asura. But it would seem, according to the simple test of the Mishnah, if you held like the Rabbanan, it seems feasible that you can wind up with neither Dam. Because each dam, you should review the other one like Mayim. Right? Right? Anyhow, so it's like this. Rabbanan Savri Mikan, what? Le'olin Shein V'Alim Geza. From here you see that what? That even though normally a min b'mino is batal, since these are both kudshim, they're both for the Fizrika, so they're not mevatel each other. Right? Rashi explains the Mishnah, this Mishnah that the Dam Shonis Arev was talking about Dam Chulin. Right? And Rabbi Yehuda says, from here you see the min b'shein mino is batal. The min b'she'en amino bottle. Yeah. So then it goes back and forth. How does each one know that his drush is right? And it basically winds up with that they each have a question on their drushes. Right? Yeah. Okay, but what's the machlokas over here? Right, I don't know if I said it right. Right. So Rabbi says Mikan l'min b'mino she'ino batal, right? And Rabban says Mikan l'olin she'ino batal zaza. Okay, all right. So let's take a look at the Ran. You want to go? So what does the Ran say? We don't need to go inside. What does the Ran say? Let's the Ran is where? Where is that Ran? Lama Bez? Where's it? Nun Bez in the Dar. So the question in the Darim is a question of Davashish Lamatirin. The Ran brings up a question of Davashish Matirin because he regards that which is also through Neder as a Davashish Lamatirin. Since there's a mitzvah to be Matir the Neder. Okay. Yeah. So his question is that the riff comes out that what? And this is the way the Rambam is too, that if you have a davashiyesh, that we have a principle, davashiyesh al-matirin is not batal, but the Ran says that's only true by a min b'she'en amino. No, by a min b'mino, it's not batal. Right? When you say davashiyesh al-matirin is not batal, that's true by a min b'mino. Yes, sir. Right? Like a basar, if a person asked one kind of basar on himself and mixed it with it, or this piece of meat he asked on himself and mixes it with other pieces of meat, so that would be a min b'mino and a davashiyesh l'matirin. So then you could eat there will be bittul. There will be no bittul. There will be no bittul, right? But if it was a min b'she'en amino, then there would be bittul. So his question is simple. That if the Rabbanon don't differentiate between min b'mino and min b'she'en amino in general, right? But regularly surim, there's no distinction between min b'mino and min b'she'en amino. We say there's always bittul. So when you remove bittul, why isn't it removed equally as well? Right? When we say there is bittul, we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, we hold like Rabbanan. When we say there is bittul, we say there's bittul by min b'mino and min b'she'en amino. So how come when we say there's no bittul, it's only by the min b'mino? In other words, if the Rabbanan are not differentiating between min b'she'en amino and min b'mino, how come by davashiyesh l'matirin they are? Right? Okay. So it's a beautiful run. He goes through. Let's take it a little bit more. I guess it's worth it to see the lesson. So what does he do? He goes through an explanation. It's a nice methodology, right? He goes back to the original question of the machlokas and tries to show you how the svara of the original machlokas will flow through to this question as well, right? It's like a brisker run. So what does he say? So he says like this. That he says, He says, "Kach near li b'taymo shel davar, dechazina l'rabbanon l'rabbi Yehuda de'iflegu b'min b'mino, ibatol olo, So we see the Rabbanan argue with Rabbi Yehuda regarding the Bittul of Mimimimino. I'm reading Parakah Komets, Rabbah, Dishneyem, Mikra Echad Darshu. Dichsiv, Alokach, Midam Apar, Midam Asor, Shaf, Pishad Domash, Apar, Meruba, Karilei, Dam Asoya. Alma, right, but it doesn't have to do with Rov. That's the thing that I meant to mention before. That's just a little misleading. Even though it says, even though the Dam of the Par is greater than the Dam of Sawyer, it doesn't mean it's a Rov issue. It's a Mara issue. Right? You shouldn't be misled by that. Alma lo botio because of Rabbi Yehuda, Dayan Taim Mishum, Dimimim lo botio. Why? Here we go. Lefi. Ready? Shekol dovar shu dome lechavero, blood and blood. Eino machlisho umevatlo. See? It doesn't weaken it and destroy it. Ela ma'amido umechazgo. Rather, it stands it up and it strengthens it. Yeah, what does bittul really mean? Can we just understand, what does bittul mean? He's saying it's like a synonym of machlish, right? Bittul. What does bittul really mean? In other words, just in general, the general idea of bittul. Even if it's not 100% right, let's just see if we have a general sense of bittul. When I say that if the thing is bottle, you can eat it. So what do we mean by it being bottle? What do we mean? It's not here?
Absence of its qualities? Absence of its qualities?
Correct. I mean, it means a certain insignificance, right? Not that we're saying it's not here, but it lacks a certain significance, right? It's up to the Torah to define the degree of significance that is necessary. But so, for instance, if I had a min b'she'en amino, right? I had something that I can taste. So we'll say that you can't call it insignificant if it's sensed in the Torah of us. Could say that, right? But it's like in common terminology, you say he was, if a person feels that they were slighted, they say you feel they're being ignored, you shouldn't be mevatel, don't be mevatel the other guy, you know what I mean, mevatel something. To be mevatel something means you treat it with an insignificance, not that you really don't think it's there, it's not significant. So he's saying over here, what is going to be machlish and mevatel? Saying the same thing, on the contrary, doesn't weaken and reduce its significance. On the contrary, it establishes it and it firms it up. It increases its presence. Every little piece now is part of the expression. Right? In other words, if I had a little drop of red. In white, so its significance is lost. Its significance is lost. If I keep adding red, more and more. Eventually, all of those little pieces will be able to join with each other. It's like close of an ear. They're all going to together join and assert their character. What we say there's strength in numbers. When they're the same kinds of things, as strength and numbers, right? Each one is machzik the other one. So he's saying, same thing by min b'mino. Now what? Bittul is a process of reducing the thing's significance, of a reduction of its significance and its characteristics, right? What did you say, Gimoros? Characteristics?
Qualities.
Huh? Qualities. There's a great bag. Whatever word comes out, it doesn't really matter. So you can't. You don't say that by min b'mino. On the contrary, he says. On the contrary. Okay, it's a good argument. So therefore, mishumachi sfira leila Rabbi Yehuda bekulu isuri. See, now we can extrapolate from the case in Kudshim to everything. Because what you see from Kudshim is that you need the quality, you need the dam to be homemade with its qualities. And the only thing that's going to reduce it, and the mevatel means that you reduced its qualities, right? Mevatel means you reduced its qualities. But if you say, if we see that Rebbe Yehuda holds by dam, that adding them together is not machlish the other, right? Adding the dam chulin is not machlish the dam kudshim, right? So we see that it doesn't reduce its significance. We see that the same type of an element doesn't reduce the significance of the other, right? So now we can apply it to call it to machol surus too, because apparently he's learning machol surus is also the same thing. When can I eat the mixture that has iser? Only when I can say the significance of the iser is reduced. The presence, its presence is insignificant. You can only say I can eat the iser when I can say that there's something acting upon it. That there's something acting upon it that makes it insignificant. But he's saying if I see by the dam kudshim that doesn't occur by mino, then what? Here's a key question. Then what? Then when I mix iser and heter, min b'mino, what has occurred? What has occurred vis-a-vis the iser? What has occurred vis-a-vis the iser? Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm. Right. Or more simply, nothing. Nothing has occurred. Right? Nothing has occurred. In terms of reducing its significance, let's put it that way. In terms of reducing its significance, nothing has occurred. So all I have is, I have the original iser floating around somewhere inside of this mixture. Right? Just like by the dam, chulin, and kudshim, Rabbi Yehuda holds, nothing has changed in terms of the dam, kudshim. So too, by iser, if I throw iser into a pot of mimbamino, I say nothing has occurred. Right? Nothing, there aren't two things acting upon each other where one is going to diminish the other. So they're just living side by side. Right? Yeah, go ahead. In other words, when you mix the two together, he's saying all you're doing is increasing the quantity of dam. That's all you're doing. All you're doing is increasing the quantity of dam. Right? So, the greater the quantity of dam, the more you're mamed and machzik. But nothing has taken place qualitatively in terms of this particular thing connected to the others. All right, let's go a little further.
Only in its substance, right?
Huh?
Only in its substance.
In its substance, right.
That's not. We're talking about
that's what the Rabbanan say. So the Rabbanan say, that's all very nice, and theoretically it's 100% right. But they say, the mikol makom ein b'mino de iser v'heter, min b'mino de iser v'heter ein domen zelazeh. It's true that in theory, dam and dam are the same, right? But not dam of iser and dam of heter. Kevin dechad aser v'chad shari. She'en roi lelech achar dimyonon be'etzem. Ron says that the Rabbanan say it doesn't make sense to go after the comparison, the similarity in substance, right? Ela achar chilukon be'iser v'heter. We have to look at the difference in terms of halachic qualities of iser and heter. Don't look at the natural qualities of dam and dam that makes them the same. You have to look at the halachic definitions in terms of iser and heter. Elahainu taima de dam apor eno mevatel dam asoya. Mishum tekevin deshneim olin klomar shekshevim lezrika ein mevatel zezeh. So that's exactly why olin is different. Because olin means they both have the same halachic definition. In terms of iser v'heter, they're the same. They're both kosher for the mizbeach. V'chi hechi de Rebbe Yehuda ozil achar dimyon ha'etzem. Just like Rebbe Yehuda says, you go by the substantial similarity. Ozlu Rabbana Nachar Dimyon HaHeter. It's exactly parallel. It's the same svar, as just they're just one madrega apart. Everybody agrees, right? Lefikach Kol Shechilukan BeIser VeHeter Afilo Min BeMino Botol. Davle Kemin BeSheino Mino. Now, as everybody agrees, like he says later, that chiluk is responsible for bittul, and similarity is not a bittul. The only machlokas is where do you look for the dimyon and the chiluk? Rabbi Yehuda says you look in the substance. So if it's a min b'mino in substance, there's no bittul, and if it's a min b'sheino mino, then there is bittul. The Rabbanan say you have to look at the halachic qualities. So if it's Issur v'Heter, that's enough of a chiluk to have bittul. But if it's Heter and Heter, two things that are olin, then it is a min b'mino. Then they agree it's like a min b'mino. Right? What if it was two heterim and they were min b'sheino mino? That's a good question. But so that's basically as far. So now he wants to just work it out. He wants to show you how it comes out naturally into a question of davar sheish matirin. That by davar sheish matirin, what is occurring? There's a reduction in the chilak of iser and heter, because you can't really call the iser permanent iser. So something that's not permanently usser is sort of like a type of heter. Like a conditional, it's only a conditional iser. So really, intrinsically, it's heter. So therefore, you can say midrabanan that we say that what now it's more, now it's losing its chilek in iser v'heter. So that's what the Ran says, that even according to the Rabbanan, when the Rabbanan argue with Rabbi Yehuda, they're not arguing on the svara of what bittul is. They're agreeing that the svara of bittul is chilek. Chiluk Shemos is the Chiluk Shemos is what's Chiluk B'Shemos makes things roy to be mivatel each other. Two different things vying for their own expression can only achieve it through reducing the significance of the other. Right? Two opposite things in a combination will result in a phenomenon of bittul. Maybe they'll involve each other, maybe they'll by mitzvahs they'll involve each other. But that's the phenomenon of bittul. Right? But if they're the same, then there's no phenomenon of bittul. Each one can express itself in the context of the other, because they're both giving the same expression. Right, you don't need to reduce the significance of the dam for this dam to be expressed, because it's the same. It's the same shame, right? But if one is mayim and one is dam, then you have questions. But that's how it works out. That if it's the Rebbe Yehuda, the Rabbanan hold Isser and Heter is a chiluk shemos. So by davar sheish matirin, when there's no chiluk shame of iser and heter to the same degree, then if there's also no chiluk shame in the etzem, then it's considered like there's no chiluk shame at all. See, the Ran shows you at this point that what? That even according to the Rabbanan, they recognize the chiluk and the shame of the etzem. But they're saying that's not the only factor. That's not the whole picture. Right, they're not disagreeing with Rebbe. It's not a complete machlokus with Rebbe Yehuda. It's not that Rebbe Yehuda says you look at the etzem and they say you just look at the iser. It's not that Rebbe Yehuda says you just look at the etzem and ignore iser heter, and they say no, you look at iser heter and ignore etzem. The Ran is saying the Rabbanan are more complex. They're saying it's true, shame ha-etzem is a major chiluk. But even if the etzem is the same, there still is the chiluk of iser and heter. That's enough. But by davar sheish matirin, where you don't have that anymore, because the chiluk of iser v'heter is reduced, then we can treat it like they're two things that are totally the same. Two things totally the same of no bittul. But if it was Davar Sheyesh Matir and they still had the chilek of the Shem HaEtzem, that would be enough. That would be enough. It's a little bit complicated. I don't really want to go into Davar Sheyesh Matir too much, but because it's sort of like a partial reduction of the Shem Iser V'Heter. So it's not completely gone, but it's not completely gone. It's still residually there. That's why he says the min b'shein amino can be mashlim. But doesn't he say if they were totally heter, then there would be no bitul either. Yeah. Well, forget about his applications of Shishu Matir. He's defining the basic machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. He's trying to apply it to solve the problem of Davar Sheyesh Matir. But what can we get out of the way he's defining Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan? It's hard to add to what he's saying. Let's restate the run. Right? How does he go? He says like this: that if it's a min b'shein omino, how's it work? If it's an iser and heter. If it's full Isser and Heter, let's take the Rabbanan, right? If it's full Isser and Heter, then it doesn't matter. Min b'mino, min b'shein amino. It's always batal. And if it's a quasi Isser, right, then he's saying it matters. But then it needs to be a min b'shein amino, to be mashlim. Doesn't he put it that way? To be mashlim, the similarity in Isser and Heter, right? To be mashlim, the deficiency in Isser V'Heter, the deficiency in the chilek. But if it's purely heter and heter, right, then even min b'shein amino, he says, is not batal. Right? So he's putting the main factors on the Isser V'Heter. Right? If the Isser V'Heter, if it's a pure distinction in Isser V'Heter, then nothing else matters. And if there's no distinction in Isser V'Heter, also nothing else matters. If there's a sink, when there's a compromised difference in Isser V'Heter, then you need to be mashlim it with the substance. What kind of sense does that make, right? Either it's all Isser V'Heter or it's not. Isn't that the problem? His idea of being mashlim. Mishum hachi lo botel ela b'shein amino. Kevin shein oso chilek sheyesh bein mino l'shein amino yashlim oso shivoy shenitosef kan. Mishum devar sheyesh lo matirin. So the chilek in min b'shein amino will be mashlim what the equation in Isser and Heter. Right? V'yishe hachilek shebein aminin sibas habitol. V'hashivoy nosen shloyu b'telin. So when you have the chilek, when the chilek is that it's usher now, but it will be mutter later on. Oso chisaron shel iser, kevin shu mu'at, since that chisaron of iser, since it's small, it's minor. Roy hu sheyashlimenu oso chilek sheyesh bein mino l'she'eno mino. Then it's fitting to fill it in, to supplement it with the chilek of the minim. Of a kesheyesh lo achshav heter, kekiyahi deperek mashilin, she'af mayim ha'melech mutaran achshav, v'makom shir raglei shteyem shavim, bo harei niskarev harbe heter shal isa l'mayim ha'melech, she'af achshav shteyem mutaran. Says if they're totally mutter, you can't say you're going to be mashlim with anything. So what's the svar? I mean, that needs to be defined. That needs to be defined. I thought we could avoid it, but it really needs to be defined, right? No, as we're saying, we have to think about the rest of the round. But it seems like maybe the question is like this: that the whole we only are here because of sof kol sof. What are we looking for? We're looking for a halachic decision, right? We're looking for a halachic decree. And the Rabbanon say, since the whole matter is only before us for a halachic definition, a halachic decree of a din of Issa v'Heter, that chilek now becomes the predominant definition in turn, the predominant factor. The predominant factor is halacha is not just interested in defining things. Halacha is not just interested in defining things. It's not like Adam HaRishon, just looking at everything and then giving it a name. Halacha has no interest in your mixture of sand and salt. No interest. No interest. It's a non-event. It's a non-halachic event. What makes this a halachic event? That there's Isser and Heter involved. And therefore the Rabbanan say that is the, where, let's put it this way, where does, when, at what point does this event enter the scope of halacha? At what point does an event enter the scope of halacha? When it has a nafkamina in Isser v'Heter. So it's true that might not be its predominant shame ha'etzem in the way it exists in its natural life, but what brought it here? The shame Isser and Heter brought it here. So that's what presents itself. That's the chiluk that becomes the most significant, not in its own existence, but in its presence. You understand? That's what the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan are arguing about. It could be. We'll have to think through.
I mean, like, not that I was thinking about it, but like, that's why it was intuitive, like, the Rabbanan make more sense. Because if the
right.
whole thing here is halakha,
right.
But like, if the whole thing here is halakha,
but that's why, but that's why, if it's heter and heter, that's why if it's heter and heter, there's nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about.
Wait, so what's Rabbi Yehuda? Because it seems like Rabbanan make more
sense. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's true, that's why we're here. We're here because of Issa v'Heter. But that doesn't change what we're here doing. What we're here doing is defining the Shemos. Needs further thought. It's an approach. The Rabbanan are accepting a modification of the Rabbanan have a somewhat of a distorted view. They have a somewhat of a distorted view. In terms of what the things are, their view is somewhat distorted. Because in reality, it's just dam and dam. But the only thing that's coming, the only reason these two dumim are coming before us is because one is roi for the mizbeach and one isn't. So now, that somewhat colors their whole view of what is even before them. You understand? It's like where an accident is the essence in the process before you. Does that make it, does that alter its significance now? You know what I mean? Yeah, this case. In other words, in terms of dam and dam, the Isser and Heter is an accidental quality. Right? In terms of the substances, the Isser of the dam or the Heter of the dam is just another accidental quality, like its smell or its taste. But where it's only brought into the realm of halacha because there's a question of Isser and Heter. So does that change, does that accidental quality becomes responsible for it being a subject of discussion? So does that move it to a more dominant role in viewing, in defining the dispute itself? I know I'm somewhat vague over here, but we have to. In developing an idea, you know, you have to sort of latch on somewhere in your imagination, and then see if you can bring it down to a halachic definition. But we don't really think in definitions. Sort of got to limit your thoughts to definition. You've got to shape your imagination within the structure of halakha. But it's a limitation on your thinking in a certain sense. You know what I mean? That's a dangerous statement.